You are looking at a young woman who appears to be getting undressed, ready for bed. She is just taking off a stocking. In her right hand, she is holding the tie with which it was fastened. In fact, both stockings were fastened so tightly that they have left marks around her legs just below the knee. Her slippers and a chamber pot lie on the rush mat beside the bed, and a small dog is curled up asleep on her pillow. The scene is intimate. You may even feel awkward looking at this woman in her bedroom, a bit like a voyeur. But the overall atmosphere seems to be one of simplicity and innocence. This is not how contemporary Dutch viewers would have interpreted this painting. They would have seen it as carrying a host of double meanings, involving visual plays on words. In the 17th century, the Dutch word for stocking, koos, was used to refer to sexually active unmarried women in general, and to the female genitals in particular. The imagery is similar to that implied by the word vagina, Latin for sword sheath. This double meaning was the stock in trade of contemporary comedies and farces. Women shown wearing red stockings were invariably interpreted as prostitutes. The play on words continues with the chamber pot beside the bed. The Dutch word for chamber pot, piskus, also meant slut. The discarded slippers, the dog, and the candlestick on the chair were also commonly used as symbols of lust. Interestingly enough, it seems that following generations were offended by this imagery because at some later stage this painting was altered. The woman's skirt was arranged so that you could no longer see between her legs, and the chamber pot was turned into a vase. It was only during conservation during the 1960s that the uncensored version was discovered underneath.